punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy and Jancy. About time you got done with all those stock shows and come back to
it's
your...
It's been a while.
Yes, it has. And you guys, if you can, tune in on Facebook today or on our website, kcofm.com. We'll be live on there. I have a really beautiful set of people in here today. Moms and daughters. We're going to have a fun day today. Currently at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanette Center here in Elk City, it's 58.8 degrees, humidity is 80%, and the winds are out of the 10 miles an hour out of the south. It's going to get ugly here later on today and tomorrow especially. 58 at Arnett, 69 at Buffalo, 65 at the May Ranch, 58 at Cheyenne, 59 at Eric, 63 at Hollis, and out in the Texas Panhandle. Zoom in out there and see what's happening. Lipscomb is 62, Miami is 59, Wellington 62, Odell 64, and let's go with Memphis. Where are you at, Memphis? Hello? There you are. 59 degrees at Memphis, Texas. So anyway, let's see what's happening. We got a great show ahead, so we're going to cut through some of the stuff real quick, and then coming up next segment, I have Chloe and Crystal McIntyre in here. I have Jancy and Janae Ripiteau in here. And we're going to talk about, both these girls are seniors this year. They just went through their last OYE sad times for everybody. but we got the moms in here today. I talked to Jancy about doing this last week. And we got the moms in here. And we're going to just talk about from 4-H up till FFA and senior, because both these girls are in here in the studio. Chloe and Jancy both made the sale at OYE their senior year, which is awesome. Chloe did it with her Charley steer. Jancy did her with her hair goat. Is that right?
Hair sheep.
Hair sheep. Anyway, see, I'm not a goat person. Anyway, did you know they're having a sale at Hobart this Saturday? A goat and sheep sale.
No, I didn't.
All right, well, they are. There, we got that clarified. Get that out of there. First of all, let's check out the grain markets real quick. Corn for May, 651. July, 629. September, 578. Soybeans for May, 1476. July, 1448. August, 14 even. Soybean meal for May, 460.70 short ton, 455.10 for July. August is 4446. How's that? $444.60. Soybean oil for May, 54.48. July is 54.66. Hard red winter wheat for May, 8.71. July is 8.57. Oats for May, 3.71. July is 3.62. Down here in the cotton world, May cotton is 82 and July is 83 cents a pound. We're going to go ahead and do cattle this segment. Live cattle for April, 166.82. All the cattle are in the green today. All the grains are basically in the red. June live cattle, 160.40. August, 159.85. 164.20 for October. Feeder cattle for March, 192.37. April is 198.37. Lean hogs for April, 76.70. May is 84.20. And June is 91.20. Let's see what happened, caused all the chaos overnight. Grain and soybean futures were slightly higher in overnight trading on positive signs for demand for U.S. supplies. Exporters announced sales of 204,000 metric tons of grain to China, the second largest sale announced to the Asian country in many days, according to the USDA. On Tuesday, exporters reported sales of 136,000 metric tons of corn to China. They also reported sales of 112,000 metric tons to an unnamed country. Also underpinning prices overnight is Cargill's decision to stop exporting Russian grain starting in July amid increasing challenges related to the exports from the country. Still, the company said it wouldn't sell its asset in grain terminals or port silos in the country, according to a report from S&P Global. Corn futures rose 3.5 cents overnight to $6.54 a bushel on Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures for May delivery added 3 cents to $7.07¾ a bushel. Checking the weather in our farm country, winter weather advisories and storm watches have been issued for much of South Dakota, central Minnesota, and northwestern Wisconsin. No winter weather advisories here in western Oklahoma or the Texas Panhandle, I promise you. Heavy snow is forecast tonight through tomorrow evening in the western half of South Dakota, where 6 or more inches of snow is possible, plus 50-mile-an-hour wind. High wind and red flag warnings have been issued for much of the southern plains, including Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas Panhandles, and western Oklahoma. Winds will be sustained to 30 to 40 miles an hour. Wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour are in the forecast. A blow and dust advisory has been issued through 9 o'clock tonight in southwestern Kansas and the Texas and Oklahoma Panhandles. Tomorrow, western Oklahoma, it's our turn. It's going to be bad. It's not going to be very cool out there. So please, if you guys have started, did some burns here in the last 2 or 3 days, go out there and check them today and make sure that all the tree stumps and all that stuff that may be still smoldering, got them out, because it's going to get ugly tonight and tomorrow. And it is fire weather this spring coming up, so we don't need it. We don't need any of these wildfires going on. So do your best. Check out your bearings on your trailers, your chains dragging, and all that good stuff. What's coming up this weekend in Elk City, Miss Jancy?
This weekend, the Southwest Farm and Home Expo featuring the latest products and services for the home, farm, and garden. A variety of food trucks are going to be in the North parking lot. All admission is free. Saturday, the gates are going to open at 9 and be closed at 6. And Sunday at noon, the expo opens to the public and closes at 5 p.m. The Booger Brown Horsemanship and Cowwork Clinic is May 6th and 7th, 9 a.m. through 4 p.m. at the Clinton Roundup Club Arena in Clinton. $400 to register, half down to hold your spot. $25 area fee or arena fee collected upon arrival. You can register at all lowercase boogerbrownalabama.com. And the Cowboy Trade Show and Tax Swap is April 15th, noon to 7 at the Clinton Roundup Club Arena in Clinton, in conjunction with our Spring Arena Sorting Buckle Series Finals. Bit and spur markers, saddle makers, new and used tack dealers, and Western artists are all welcome. For more information, call Travis at 1-405-361-3523.
You probably go over there to that one and find you some new turquoise.
Oh, yeah. I'll probably be there. So, I'll take a picture of this before I leave.
All right, today is also the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. More on them coming up in the next segment. We're going to take a quick Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk with the ladies. So be sure and get in on Facebook if you want to watch, and or our website. And the Penny News, the new Penny News came out this morning, so hurry up and get it. And I thought our bull sale calendar was gonna go backwards, but I was wrong. It grew on me. So anyway, we'll talk more about bull sales coming up here in just a little bit. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
If someone was really special to you, you want the world to know why. You don't just want people to know that someone existed. You want the world to know their story and what was so special about them.
A lot of times, they want to tell the person that's passed away's story. They want to tell what impact they had on their lives. They want to make sure that the things that that person did in their life are remembered. They want to tell more of a story. Anything that was of importance to the person or to the one buying the memorial about that person, if they made a lasting impact on them in some way. You know, children are always saying their parents gave their todays for our tomorrows type of thing. That's kind of the way most of the monuments are. They want you to know what impact that they had on the world and on their lives. Willis Granite Products is the name of our company. We're contacted through our website, willisgranite.com.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City is celebrating 35 years in business thanks to you, their loyal customers. Bobby and Trish invite you to help them celebrate all year long. Stop by every chance you get. They look forward to seeing you. DJ's Rentals and Sales on South Main in Elk City, where they rent most everything and sell new mowers too. See all they have to offer at DJsRental.com. That's DJsRental.com. And be sure to check out their ad in each week's Penny News.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and corn, forage sorghum, and Milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. As Oklahoma's largest general farm organization with members in all 77 counties, represented by 77 county farm bureaus, our work and efforts span all agriculture as we work to ensure our state's farmers and ranchers can focus on what they do best, growing and raising the most affordable, safe, and abundant food in the world. You can easily join Roger Mills Farm Bureau by going by their office in Cheyenne. Memberships are just $37.50 a year and come with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance. Somebody I know needed that the other morning. And discounts with various business. You can call 580-497-2579 or go to OklahomaFarmBureau.org. Yeah, Chancy, I seen you. Flat tire. You weren't there. I would have fixed it, but I didn't know how to get in your truck. Here's some weather for out at Wellington, Texas, out in the Texas Panhandle. Currently at 62 degrees, humidity 76, dew points 55. Winds are out of the south at 21 with wind gust up to 27, and that's the peak wind gust today is 27 miles an hour. And month-to-date precipitation is 0.36, 36 one-hundredths of an inch. Red flag minutes today so far, zero. Sub-freezing minutes today, zero. And 8-inch soil temperature in Wellington, Texas is 57 degrees. So joining me in the studio right now, I'm not kidding you, you guys need to get on Facebook or on our website, kcofm.com, and check out the crowd I got in the studio. I got a set of good-looking ladies in here. joining me, besides Jancy, is her mom, Miss Janae Ripito. Mrs. Janae Ripito. I just want to call you Miss. How's that? And I got Chloe McIntyre and her mom, Crystal, is in here. They're from Roger Mills County. And anyway, welcome, ladies.
It's good to be here.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Jancy and I was talking last week, just so you guys know what we're going to be up to here. Anyway, Jancy and Chloe are both seniors in high school. Chloe goes to Cheyenne. Jancy goes to Merritt. And we were thinking, you know, this is their last year in school. Look at the sad face already coming. Anyway, so we wanted to reminisce with their moms. I know your dads are important, but moms are most important, right?
Yes.
Okay, anyway, even though you love your dad sometimes. And
keyword but, sometimes. You
know, so we're going to get the moms in here, and we're going to talk. First thing first, breaking news. If you guys heard me talking about it, but Jancy and Chloe both made sale at Hawaii. They got to ride in the big limo. How was that?
It was amazing. It was the best experience I've ever could witness.
Yeah, I agree. It was just a little crowded, but other than that, it was great.
It was crowded.
A little
so
bit.
It's called the Grand Drive.
Yes.
And it's like a rock star show, right?
Yes.
I mean, it was pretty fun. Was it both of you first time in the Grand Drive?
Yes.
So, anyway, it's a memory, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so tell us how you got there. What'd you win, Jancy? What'd you get to get there?
So, I let the cat out of the bag a couple shows ago that I had a sheep.
Secret weapon.
It's my secret weapon for my senior year. So, I showed him, and he won his class. He didn't act very good during class, so I was kind of freaking out going back into Champion Drive. There's only two classes of the hair sheep, and then we ended up winning the breed. So that's kind of how I got in the limo.
So, my Charlet, we've butted heads the whole year. But he's still...
It's a Charlet. What do you expect?
I know, but he was still one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And the night before we had to enter them and everything, everybody was telling me I should go cross. Because they were like, not very many Chars make the sale. You just need to go cross. He's
right.
Like, there's a pretty good chance you could win it. But then I also thought, it's a white steer competing against black steers. Like,
right.
That's not a very high chance. So right before we entered him, I was like, I'm going Char. Like, I've showed him Char my whole life. I'm going Char. And come to find out, that was the best decision.
Smart decision. It
yes.
was good. You were in heavyweights, I'm guessing. Was you in heavies?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you stood. You got champion.
Mm-hmm.
And I was following all the kids that I knew. And so, anyway, it was great to watch that on Hawaii. Just a beautiful animal. What was his name?
Snowball.
All right.
His name was Snowball.
All right. Well, he was beautiful.
Thank you
guys made the sale. Mm-hmm. You know, well, you got all your ribbons, took all your pictures, blah, 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 and all that stuff. So you made the sale. You pull into, and the sale is the following day after the Grand Drive, correct?
Right.
Am I remembering stuff right? Okay. And so what – describe – let's start with you.
Okay.
Describe your entrance or your exit out of the limo and entrance into the field.
So I was kind of lame. Everybody else threw confetti. But I just got out of the limo and waved. I mean –
Thinking Do you back, know who you were waving at?
No. Not at all. But, like, thinking back, like, I really do not remember anything. Like, I was just so...
Just a blah.
Yeah, like, it was just so amazing. Like, I really do not remember anything besides being packed in the limo and the music.
Well, your mom, hand that mic over to her real quick. You said something during break that caught my attention, and I want to hear you say it. You was talking about everybody's talking about basketball finals and blah, blah, blah. This OYE Grand Drive tops them all, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, Western Oklahoma is well known for basketball, and we're all basketball fanatics out here, and it's all, you know, you've made it to the big house. And if you haven't seen the Grand Drive at the big house, you're missing a show. I mean, there is more people that pack that big house for this Grand Drive than there is any small town school basketball. It's amazing. I literally started saving seats for our family to be there at 3 o'clock, and the Grand Drive doesn't start till 6. So, It is a sight to be seen.
You have a baseball bat to beat them off?
Almost. You have to. It's crazy. And a lot of people I'd be like that were coming down there saving seats by me, I'd be like, well, who do you have in the grand drive? Oh, we don't have anybody in the grand drive. We just come and watch it every year. And I'd be like, oh, my gosh.
So, it's awesome. And, you know, when all you kids get out there and get in your square and they lower the deal down with all the trophies, you know, it's just cool. I don't know who thought of this grand drive, and it gets better every year from what I've seen.
It definitely does. Jimmy Harrell with the Bank of Western Oklahoma and Bob Funk, you know, with Express Ranches have definitely been the entrepreneurs in this, and it wouldn't happen without them. And they're the ones that got together, Jimmy Harrell, and they're the ones that said, hey, we need to do something special for these kids. And the first one they had was, you know, Lake Carpenter sang the national anthem, and they you know, they just have gone every year. It's just gotten bigger and better. And if it wasn't for those two guys, I mean, you can't talk to anybody in the stock show world, Texas, anywhere around, and they're going to tell you Oklahoma City, OYE, is the number one grand drive in the whole United States.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, it's giving me chills sitting here talking about it.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to talk to you.
Yes, but like I say, I mean, Jimmy Harrell is just definitely, you know, he's from Western Oklahoma, and if it wasn't for him, it wouldn't be what it is today.
Oh,
so definitely a shout out to him. So.
Yeah, it's a big shout out to all of them. You know, we got some local, guy from Mr. Haven from Cheyenne.
Yes, it's
a big part of that.
That's OYE.
And they stepped it up with the OYE Shooting Sports, and.
Yes.
Beckham County was well represented there that deal. Though, yes, and Jimmy Harrell, I watched him at the Cattlemen's Congress. I was up there for the whole day. And no matter where I went, he was there. And at first, I thought he was following me. He don't even know who I am. he's a big plus. So, yes, a big shout-out to Jimmy Harrell and Bob Funk and everybody that's part of the OYE. You guys are doing a great job, and it's big. Mom, you've been to the Grand Drive a few times, but you had a baby in there this time.
I did.
What do you think?
That's the first time since she's been a senior that I got teary-eyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
and
okay.
And now, of course, I'm on the radio.
I knew I'd get her to do it.
Yeah. Tears of joy, though.
Yes.
You know, you watch your kid work from the age of 9 till they're a senior for this one great moment.
Yeah.
And you want it so bad for him. You want it so bad for him.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, Jancy. Let me breathe. Here we go.
I'm sitting
there videoing, watching the limo come out and the lights and the smoke and everything. And I had to thank God for giving her this shining moment going out like this. You know, every kid that shows livestock, they dream of that. That's what they want, every kid. And she's one of the few, and she knows she's very blessed, very lucky that she got that opportunity, because not all kids get that opportunity.
No, they don't.
And I hope they're not watching me on Facebook because I'm bawling, but...
Looking at camera.
No, I don't want to look in that camera. So, but something I wanted to say when Crystal was talking a while ago, what was the pig judge, Hogue?
Mm-hmm.
During the grand drive for the hogs, during his speech before they selected the grand and reserve, he made the comment that anybody in the livestock world in the United States was watching Oklahoma City that night.
Yeah.
All eyes were on Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
That's how big of a show OYE is.
Yeah, and I didn't get the final numbers, but wasn't it 2,000 more than last year?
Yes.
Entries?
The entries were,
I mean, I know there was some double
record-breaking
entries,
but still,
there's a lot of kids, and they're building the new stadium up there, and they're going to make things better. Maybe there won't be so many generators out there.
We like the old arena.
I love the old arena.
It's
going to be weird not having it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of history there. I went to the National Finals rodeos in the 70s. There's a lot of history there. It's going to be sad to see it go. But
yes. I'm glad that these girls got to go to the big house.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, and when we come back, we're going to talk history with the girls with their moms. starting back when they first started showing. Do you remember the name of your first animal?
I do, actually. I had two pigs, and their names were Raisin and Turnip.
How about
and Uncle Grandpa.
I had a Redingus heifer, and I do not remember her name.
Mom, do you remember?
I think it was Chloe's Red Diamond.
Oh, there we go. That's good enough. Anyway, we come back. We'll have Jancy will have the Northwest Oklahoma forecast coming up, and we're going to talk with these ladies some more. Chloe and Crystal McIntyre here, and Jancy and Janae Ripto. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This is a Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 27th. 1,117 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 318 brought 276. 5 at 585 brought 222. 7 at 628 brought 221. 14 at 685 brought 201. 35 at 773 brought 190. 21 at 884 brought 176.50. 18 at 965 brought 166. 3 head of heifers at 380 brought 216. 9 at 595 brought 206. 11 at 681 brought 180.50. 4 at 704 brought 179. 10 at 830 brought 171. 11 at 860 brought 167. 20 at 1,000 brought 147.50. Butcher cows were 50 to 109. Butcher bulls brought 89 to 129. Bred cows were 1035 to 1125. Pairs brought 1375 to 1700. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Miss Jancy, how's the weather up northwestern Oklahoma?
I've got your forecast for Buffalo, currently 68 with the humidity at 57%, winds out of the south at 22 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 71 with a low of 33. Tomorrow looks like it's going to be blowing dust, so sorry to everybody that's playing baseball tomorrow. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 68, a low of 47. Winds out of the northwest to the south, 6 to 9 miles an hour. Sunday, also mostly sunny with a high of 81. Finally, some warmer weather. Winds out of the south to southwest. And Monday, sunny with a high of 85. Winds out of the west at 14 miles an hour.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
In the studio with us right now is Chloe and Crystal McIntyre from Roger Mills County, and I have Chancy, and she has her mom Janae in here. They're obviously from Beckham County, close to the Greer County line, but not that close. Anyway, they're in here, so we're talking about we're going to talk about history. I mean, I know you're not that old, you're seniors, but in the deal. So both of you kind of come around to what your first animals was, and you were with hogs, mm-hmm. and you were with cattle, obviously. Moms, your turn. Move that mic right over there. I don't know. These questions are difficult. I want to ask people, and not everybody break down on me. But okay, so what age was Chloe at when she started showing in 4-H?
She was 9 years old, right, you know, when you could start showing in 4-H. She was 9. We had went to, Kurt Steerwalt, which is a great cattle producer here in Leedy, Oklahoma. He puts on these clinics. I don't know if you're aware of them, but
yep.
we decided to take the kids. Rance was younger, of course. He was a little baby. He wasn't even old enough to be there. But Randy, her dad, and Chloe and I, we went to a clinic that Kurt actually put on out here at the Civic Center. And he taught a lot. A lot of what Chloe knows is because of Kurt Steerwalt. When she was little, he taught her a lot on how to show. And we kind of threw her to the wolves with her first show was Denver. Was Denver.
Wow. That's throwing you to the wolves.
We didn't even start with a jackpot. We went for the big one. So
how'd that work out for you?
She did well. She don't remember, but we had, we do raise Red Angus.
Right.
We were showing a bull that we had raised up there, and we had a little young heifer that we thought, what the heck, we're going. So she showed a heifer up there. I will be honest, I can't really remember what she placed, but just seeing her in the ring, and she did good. A lot of people say that Chloe's very serious when she shows.
From what I've seen on Facebook, she is.
She's very serious. I have to say that's probably her daddy and I's fault, because I can still remember coming down the little tunnel there at Denver, and she was having fun, been to the little trade show, and I remember grabbing her by the shoulders, and I'm like, you're going to have to pay attention. This is business. This is how the fun. Yeah, this is how your daddy makes a living. And you're going to have to, this is business, get your game face on here. And so, unfortunately, that sharp face is probably her daddy and I's fault. But it is business when you're in there. You're in there to win, and you're not there to get second place. We're there to win. And we're competitors, and we like to win. But that's where she started. She started at Denver, Colorado, which is a pretty big stock show.
Yeah, that's big. And then, as Ricky Bobby would say, if you're second, you're last.
That's right.
Okay, so 9 years later,
Yes.
And she's did well.
She's done well. She used to play basketball, and we decided to retire our senior year from basketball, and she concentrated more on stock showing and was able to go to a lot more jackpots. We went to some in the, it's called Brock and Bridal, I think, some that OSU put on.
Right.
Just got out and did more stock showing, and it was
That sounds
great.
Familiar from another story I know of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so any regrets?
None. No regrets.
Okay.
Life's about decisions, and I wanted to teach her that, unfortunately, at a young age, and it's okay to make change. Sometimes change is for the best, and I think we have no regrets moving on, and we all love basketball, but once we graduate, it's gone.
Cattle will stick with you forever.
Will stick with her forever, and she's made a lot of great contacts. She's already been offered a job when she goes to college, through a cattle contract.
Oh, we'll have to hear about this.
And
I'm going to be nosy.
Actually, two or three. She's going to have to make some decisions, but, you don't realize the contacts from the East Coast to the West Coast with cattle. There's a lot of contacts that you make, and it's been great. It's been a good.
Yeah, there's cattle in almost every state in the United States,
yes.
and they're all competitive, just like we are here in Oklahoma, Texas.
Very, very, and.
But we have the most cattle.
Yes, yes. So. A lot of people ask why she shows the steers. We used to do heifers, and I remember she was little, and she came out of the ring one time and didn't do too hot, and she goes, if I hear the word femininity one more time, I'm not ever showing again. She didn't want her cow to be feminine. She wanted it to be big and brutally, she said. So anyway, so that's when we kind of jumped ship and went into the steer world, and we enjoy it. We enjoy showing
so
steers.
Are you as competitive with her, with cattle, as you are with her in basketball?
Very.
I've seen some stuff going on in these arenas. I was like, man, I thought I was wild and loud with my daughter in softball. These parents with the cattle and pigs, and they're just as competitive. Well, and that's good.
It's good. We have lots of friends that show, too, and don't get me wrong, we root for them, too. Of course, you always root for your kids first, but if we don't win, we go root for our friends because we want them to win, too.
Slide that mic over there to you. You came in here last month for National FFA Week, and Cheyenne, I'm not going to lie, was one of my favorite groups of kids. Because who was the girl that did good with the guilt or the...
Chase.
With the pig?
Yeah, with the pig.
JC.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, she was in here.
Yes.
So I went back, and out of all we had a lot of FFA kids in here those 2 weeks. 8 of the kids made the OYE cell. So I think my show's good luck. So you, there'll be more coming back.
Your show
next
blessed
year.
Us.
Yeah, I blessed you. Yeah. And so, all right. So you're going to college. You love showing.
Yes.
Okay. Before I get to college, I got ahead of myself here, which I do very regularly. What, besides the Charlet winning champion this year and you making OYE, what was one of your best memories from stock showing?
Probably just being surrounded with great people. Like, they're always there to support you. They're always there to help you when you, like, have a question. And they're not just, like, snooty about it. You know, like, some people, when you ask a question and you, like, feel dumb asking it, but you need to know the truth.
Right.
Like, they'll just help you.
Right.
They're just great people. It's great people to surround yourself with.
Yeah, and that's what I remember. I was in school, like, in the 70s. We don't want to talk that about that little loud. But the stock shows, we got to go to Southwest, was at Carnegie. It wasn't at Chickasha. Oklahoma City, Tulsa, we went to Phoenix, we went to El Paso. That's back when we go to Juarez and not worry about getting kidnapped down there. We got to do that. Denver, Louisville, I mean, the shows were great back then. They still are today. Not everybody can win.
No.
That's the bottom line. Not everybody can win. Everybody wants to. And there's only so many champions. There's only so many breeds. I noticed when I was in high school and FFA going here at Elk City that even though your animal just didn't do good, just like you just said, didn't do very well, those kids would come over. And
they're still there for you.
They root for you and they help you get ready.
Yes.
So anyway, and then when like one of your friends helped you get ready or whatever, et cetera, and like I helped her get ready and she got champion. So, you know, there's that kind of crap going on. But so what's your plans? You're going to
Southwestern.
I remember that.
Yep.
And what's these job offers we're hearing about?
Well, I got a job offer to help with, like, wash steers, feed them, and just keep them cleaned up. And then I got an insurance job offer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And are you looking forward to it?
Yes, I am.
Have you made a decision yet? Or you don't want to let the cat out of the bag yet?
I have not made a decision.
Well, good. And I wish you the best.
Thank you.
And then you got a little brother coming up?
Yeah, I'm going to live through him now.
Yeah. What's now, what's he? He's not showing steers, is he?
Yeah, he's showing
steers.
Yeah.
Oh, what was he showing? Was he at OYE?
Yeah, he had a key and a short horn. He made
that's
a cell with his key.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, all the focus was on you because you did so well. So
He did good with it, though. He was always there supporting me, so that's what matters.
So he's happy for you?
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to have to get Dad and little brother on here one of these days. So Mom went, oh, no.
Yeah.
We got bleep buttons, if that's what you're thinking. Yeah. Anyway, well, let's take a quick break. And that's a wonderful story with you guys there. I love it. When we come back, we'll have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. And I want to say a couple things about some bull sales coming up this weekend. And we're going to talk to Mama Ripito. Yeah, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We actually close our loans in-house, so we don't rely on an outside source to actually close or handle any of the signing of our documents. Most importantly, when dealing with a local bank, you're dealing with local people that are familiar with the area that you can always pick up the phone and call. We take pride in making sure we always return a phone call. Getting back in touch with the person over a phone call is very important to us. I'm Joe Shepherd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel, they're built better, they're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 24th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,430 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 253 brought 272. 9 at 344 brought 270. 3 at 428 brought 238. 7 at 560 brought 220. 4 at 564 brought 212. 16 at 586 brought 211. 31 at 873 brought 191. 4 head of heifers at 338 brought 218. 8 at 439 brought 214. 9 at 466 brought 208. 11 at 535 brought 198. 8 at 546 brought 190. 4 at 565 brought 192. 5 at 720 brought 176. Butcher cows were 20 to 114.50. Butcher bulls brought 39 to 130. Bred cows were 875 to 1650. Pairs brought 985 to 3600. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. And another great day to all you stewards of the land.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Miss Jancy, have you picked somebody for the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast?
I have not.
I caught her. I knew she wasn't doing it over there.
No, all I had pulled up was a mezzanette, and now you're...
Well, it is. Put in Butler.
That's what I'm doing to make my mom happy.
Yeah, make your mom happy.
Your computer just completely went white on me.
Do I need to do it?
Yeah, my screen's completely white.
I can handle it. Let's check it out. There we go. Change. I got her. And there is Butler. Yep, I got her.
Thanks.
I got her handled. Currently at Butler, it is 62 degrees. Feels like 62. Dew point is 53. Humidity is 71. No rainfall in the last 24 hours. The winds are out of the south at 23 miles an hour with wind gust up to 35. It's hit the sunrise 7:28, sunset at 7:56. Current watches and warnings for Butler, basically all Custer County, basically all weather, western Oklahoma, under a fire weather warning till tomorrow night at 10 o'clock and a wind advisory till 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. Slight chance of thunderstorms, 20% today, 68 for a high. Tonight, 20% chance of thunderstorms, 54 for a low. Tomorrow, blowing dust and 72 degrees southwest winds, 17 to 33 miles an hour with gusts up to 50 miles an hour. So not very good. Tomorrow night, things calm down. Saturday actually looks beautiful, 67 and mostly sunny at Butler, right there north of Falls Lake. Is that true? And then it's what, east of Hammond? Mm-hmm. Of the casino?
Yes.
So, anyways, Monday, sunny, 88 degrees. Get ready. Get the sunblock out. It's going to warm up nicely next week, and we go. Okay. This segment, we're talking with Jancy and Janae. Let's start with Janae. Let me turn your mic off first.
Yeah, turn me on so they can hear me.
Yeah. All right. She started when you were 9 years old?
Yes.
9 years old.
Pigs?
Yes.
What was their names again?
Raisin and Turnip. And then Carter's pig's name was Uncle Grandpa.
And it was mean.
You did the naming?
No, I didn't do the naming.
Okay.
No.
Anyway, what kind of pigs were they?
I had a Hamp and a Spot, actually, and Carter had a Chester.
Okay.
But what's funny about that Chester is he looked like a York because his ears stood up so bad. We actually had to put weights in his ears so that they would flop down like
a
registered Chester. Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. Would you put some turquoise on his ears?
No,
or what?
We did. They were actual like circle weights that went through like basically a tag that you had to punch in their ear. So he looked kind of funny for a while.
Mom.
Yes.
Are you glad she got into the showing?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
And so 9 years of it now.
9 years.
And we're going to OSU, correct? Or has that changed?
Southwestern for 2 years, and then
that's
transferring
right
to OSU, all yes. Right.
So you're probably going to be helping her with somebody's cattle.
Yeah, maybe.
So,
if she needs it. I don't know much about cattle, but I'll help as much as I can.
Make sure she's got a spare tire in her pickup.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
What
do you think?
About?
Your daughter. Are you glad? Did it? It taught her worth it, obviously.
Oh, gosh, yeah. She can.
So did you guys go to Denver your first stock show?
No,
we didn't go to Denver our first stock show.
I'm pretty sure my first ever show was a little jackpot at Macon.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. We started out with. We started out with those three under the lean-to of the barn, and I think they were kind of on gravel.
They were
with some
on,
huts.
Like, big chunks of rocks.
I look back, and I just cringe. But I remember telling Chad, just ease into it, because if she doesn't like this, we don't, you know, when you introduce your kid to an activity, you need to make sure that that's what they want to do. He kind of did.
Really?
But but she got hooked right off. And then I think it was her second year when she won county
reserve.
Yeah.
And then she really got hooked. She liked that winning,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I guess it was her third year when you had that York Barra. That one county, and then after that it was just you know,
go,
shoot
go,
for the
go.
Moon go.
Yep.
We didn't show year round the first few years, and then it turned into, you know, we did summer hogs and spring hogs, and then we added in some national shows and
added in some barns and
some two barns.
Yes.
And a enclosed wash rack and a new trailer, and sky was the limit for this kid.
And little brother never has really caught
not
on.
Not really.
He's like me, hunting and fishing has a little more priorities.
That's about all he wants
and
to do.
And that's okay.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. Be a kid and all you want.
Yep.
Well, I only had the privilege of watching Chloe's show once, and that was when I was watching live on OIE. I got to watch you quite a few times, show, and you want to. You got to want to. She, I'm not saying this because me and you're buddies, but you're probably one of the best. Not the best, okay? I don't want to make some other people mad. Mom's mad. But you're one of the best people I've ever seen show hogs.
Well, thank you.
Very focused.
Yes, she's focused.
As a matter of fact, we went to a jackpot this year. Was it at Lone Grove? And they gave out these, like, random awards.
And I won best game face.
Best game face.
At the show.
Yeah.
She's, I guess because I look mad or I don't know.
No.
She's very serious and, I mean, takes it very serious and knows what... I mean, she just gets out there and gets it done.
I've watched her. She can go from fun face to gun game face in like a split second.
Yes. Yeah.
And when I talked about her on that one time at that show over at Weatherford, I got the look.
And there's times when she'll come out of the ring and her dad will be like, could you not hear me hollering at you or snapping at you? And she's like, yeah, but I wasn't going to look at you because she's in the ring. She's focused on the job she's doing in the ring. So
learn to tune Chad out.
Yeah.
Well, I know for a fact, I can verify she has very good work ethics because every time I'm looking for something at the Ripto barn, when I come in, she's always there doing something with hogs.
Yes.
So, anyway, there's nothing going on. She has her moments where she's going to go do something, but every time I pull in there to get something, she's got it going on.
Yeah, she's a worker.
Yeah, she's a worker.
I will give her that. She's a worker. Not afraid to get dirty.
So take OIE. Spring 2023 out of the picture.
Okay.
All right. Because we're going to get back to that. Because that's why I brought them Kleenexes in here. And what's one of your most favorite moments with her? Stock showing.
Stock
or
showing?
Or just FFA?
Hands down, American Royal 2020.
Oh,
Reserve Grand Barra.
Yeah.
Not only because she won, but it was a hog that her and her dad raised.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't one we bought.
And that was COVID year.
Yeah,
kind of right after. I think we had to mask up while we were there.
Yes, we had to mask up, and they did not do the big grand drive in the Coliseum that year.
Did you guys have to mask the hogs up?
No. My bear didn't have to wear a mask.
Draw the line.
What I remember most about that show is Chad was just going to send me and Jancy up there. We had another family that took the hog because he was peanut harvest.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't go. And he had half of them dug. And the guy that was helping us called him, and he's like, you do not want to miss what I think is about to happen. And Chad's like, well, I mean, if I can figure out a way to salvage these peanuts and go, he's like, you need to be there.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad he went.
Yeah.
So, and I think he left that night and rode home with the sheep people.
He did. He rode home with the Allen crew.
But it was a great show.
Yeah.
Great show.
Yeah, I can remember. That was good. That was, because Kansas City's my favorite place in the world.
Really?
I'm not going to lie. It is.
Okay.
Kansas side, not the Missouri side. All right?
Okay.
Because you're just on the line where you are at the Royal.
Yeah.
But, well, I lived there 19 years. I had a lot of fun there.
Okay.
So, anyway, there's, you got Carter left.
Yeah.
But he's into shooting.
Yep.
And he's doing very good.
He's doing well.
Yeah. And shooting sports in Western Oklahoma just went off. There's 150 kids over there shooting right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
over 250 signed up to shoot.
Yeah. So anyway, are you going to miss the hog shows?
I'm going to miss watching her in the ring. I love to watch her show.
Yeah.
This may sound bad, but the work that goes into it, I'm not going to miss so much. I mean, it's a lot to, you know, keep the clothes clean and the trailer cleaned out, because that's what I did. Tires on the trailer, booking motel rooms and making sure absences are turned. It's a lot of work and it's exhausting.
Yeah.
And
especially at the level she was.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and also, you got a swine operation going on, just
we
like they
do.
Got a cattle operation.
Yeah, it was a lot, especially starting with 25 or 30 like I have the past couple of years, along with 12 or 15 sows trying to fare, taking care of that because Dad was gone. It was a lot, which we're still going to have a lot of responsibilities still because we're still going to keep the swine production program going, but it'll help not having...
That's paying your way through college,
yeah.
Young lady.
Oh, gosh. Yes. But it'll help not having 25 head of show pigs to take care of along with that. Yeah. But,
well, when I called her yesterday and she called me right back, what were you doing? You were helping somebody?
I had Brindley Newcomb at my house, and I'd like to give a big shout-out to the Allen and Newcomb crew for all their help this year because they are the ones that got me my sheep for OIE and surprised me and helped me and taught me literally everything about that I needed to know to show him. But she has a pig for a big show in California coming up, and the way that their house is set up, their pig barn is completely full of Tulsa sheep right now. And this pig that she has is on paline, and when these lambs are – this certain size, they cannot be around that paline. So we brought her Duroc to my house. He's the only pig there. And I took her home with me yesterday so she could walk them, wash them, tan them, and do all of that. I think we were halfway up the yard walking when you called me, and I didn't have my phone on me. But I called you right back.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think she's four.
Yeah.
And she stuck that Duroc all the way to the house. So
the music's playing, ladies.
I hear it.
Thank you.
Thank you
so
for having
much.
Us on.
I'm glad we didn't have to use any Kleenexes. So thank you, both of you young ladies. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. This is the Day in Ag with Jimmy and Jancy. God bless. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
The biggest songs from the biggest stars.
Rick Homie. Mr.
KECO, Elk City.
It's not clear yet how it happened. Elisa Brady, Fox News. The mid-air collision of two Black Hawk helicopters during a night training mission in Kentucky, killing nine soldiers.
Our thought-